Where are you going? Donald, are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry. I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Every day she takes a morning bath, she wets her hair. Wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day.
Today is pretty intense. We've had a bunch of people die in a very short period of time, which we, you know, are prepared for. But when it happens so many times in one shift, it's pretty hard to tolerate. I think it's emotionally hard to prepare for this level of sickness and suffering and morbidity and mortality in such a short period of time. I don't think any of us are well prepared for it.
Code 99.
A grim milestone has just been passed here, the death toll exceeding 10,000.
No, I think, you know, we're seeing things happen that are very good.
Now, the US has the highest number of COVID-19 related deaths in the world, according to Johns Hopkins University, with more than 19,600 reported victims.
So sad.
The US accounts for a third of the world's confirmed coronavirus cases.
Sometimes you feel so sad. A lonely apartment she'd dwell till the man of her dreams.
And then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning?
The death toll in this country surpassing 20,000.
As she posts another letter to the sound of fire, people gather around her and she finds it hard to stay alive. It's just another day.
Do you take any responsibility for these 50,000 deaths that have happened in this country?
I think we've done a great job. Minimal numbers, we're going to be 100,000 people, and we're going to be hopefully far below that.
We've now surpassed 1 million coronavirus cases and 60,000 deaths in the span of about 2 months.
It's just another day.
Yeah, we've lost a lot of people, but if you look at what original projections were, 2.2 million, we're probably heading to 60,000.
So sad.
The COVID-19 pandemic has now claimed more than 70,000 lives in the United States. So
the number of dead in the U.S. passed the 80,000 mark.
There are 93,000 people that have died from the virus.
We have met the moment, and we have prevailed. Americans do whatever it takes to find solutions, pioneer breakthroughs, and harness the energies we need to achieve a total victory.
The rate of patients who cannot breathe is overwhelming. You see them over and over again. You're intubating two patients in an hour. This is not what we do in emergency medicine, even in the busiest of ERs. Every day she takes a morning back to winter hill. Wraps a towel around her as she's heading for the bedroom chair. It's just another day. If patients cough, it's all in your hair. Where I'm not feet away from them, I am 2 inches from their face. So I have COVID in my hair, I have COVID on my face.
We're dealing with an overwhelming need for PPE in a way that's unprecedented, right? So if we looked at like Italy and China, what they tell us to do, which is to gown up for every patient, make sure there are no breaches, even use a buddy to make sure that you're well protected. It's just not our capacity right now anywhere in America. Stepping into stockings, stepping into shoes.
Let's look at the numbers today, and they're not good. There are more than 1.6 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the United States. And today we are expecting to cross that 100,000 threshold, 100,000 Americans to have lost their lives, a number that is seemingly unimaginable in its scope. And we have just actually crossed that line, 100,000 Americans, more than 100,000 Americans, 100,112 have now lost their lives in the United States.
I think it's another day. I had a 2-week regimen of hydroxychloroquine, and I've taken it, I think, just about 2 weeks. I think it's another day. So, and I'm still here. I'm still here. And I tested very positively in another sense. So this morning, yeah, I tested positively toward negative, right? So, no, I tested perfectly this morning. Meaning I tested negative.
The big story all week has, of course, been Donald Trump booting hydroxychloroquine. And he was asked about that yesterday at a cabinet meeting. And like the badger he wears on his scalp, he got angry when cornered.
Great studies came out of Italy on hydroxy. You know what I'm talking about, right? Right?
You know what I'm talking about, right? Right? Because I sure don't. Everything's been a blur since I started taking the hydroxychamomile. You know what I'm talking about, right? Hydroxychloroquine.
Now, Trump doesn't have the virus, but says he takes hydroxychloroquine to prevent COVID-19. So he's unwilling to wear a mask, but he will take a drug whose side effects include serious heart conditions, including death. Now, I'm no cardiologist, but death seems like a pretty serious heart condition. How's the heart doing? Other than the death? Pretty good. And those aren't hydroxychloroquine's only side effects. According to the Mayo Clinic, they also include, and I'm not making any of these up, blistering, peeling, loosening of the skin, feeling that others can hear your thoughts, feeling, seeing, or hearing things that are not there, unusual behavior, and unusual facial expressions. Oh no, we're too late.
Donald Trump wants to do a commercial for hydroxychloroquine.
Well, if you'd like it. I said, yeah, I'd like it.
What's this stuff?
It's supposed to be good for you. Did you try it?
I'm not gonna try it. You try it.
I'm not gonna try it.
Let's get
drunk.
Yeah. He won't need it. He hates everything. He likes it.
Drumpf.
I'd like to take it. A lot of people are taking it. A lot of frontline workers are taking hydroxychloroquine. A lot of front... I don't take it because, hey, people said, oh, maybe he owns the company. No, I don't own the company. You know what? I want the people of this nation to feel good.
Brother bought hydroxychloroquine just for COVID-19. The president concocted it, he says that it's benign. So take some hydrochloroquine and put it in a cup. Then you add azithromycin and you drink it all up. You don't need no stinking research, that'll mess it all up. The president thinks he should have been a doctor.
Wake him up.
More like concoctor. Are you sure you're not a fake? I said concoctor. Did you make a big mistake? I said concoctor. Do you know what is a mistake? I said concoctor.
Let me get this straight. If the virus would just one day go away all on its own, but the facts they contradicted him, his cover was all blown. So he made a recipe from something that he heard online. If warm weather doesn't fix it, he can blame it all on China.
Concocta, do you really think you're smart? I said concocta. Did you eat the wrong pie chart? I said concocta. Get your Sharpie to your art. I said concocta. Your concoction's full. And all together, gonna have to take some action. Can't depend upon the weather. There's a line written, boosting cough, it's something you can take. Don't pretend to be surprised if it gives you a bellyache.
I'm not a doctor,
and that would be REMS. It's called Remdesivir.
Remdesivir. But I'm very excited by that. So you have Remdesivir, and you have chloroquine.
Respiratory droplets are a respiratory. Let's make sense for the new Jesus case. But the guy up at the party is a very dangerous still. Does the segregation still? So as the sorry kills, you wake him up and say, doctor, your virus doesn't work. You're sick, concocter. You can't just do me jerk. You're sick, concocter. Experts are the thing they hate. You're sick, concocter. Now let me get this straight. People are the kids of thousands. They are dying round the globe. It's been tough on the economy. It hurts his pride.
And now, after claiming out of nowhere that he himself was taking hydroxychloroquine, Trump announced on Wednesday that he was about to stop.
Come on, let's go. Come on, let's go. We're finished. Please, come on. Come on, we're finished. We're done.
I think the regimen finishes in a day or two.
Yeah.
About a, I think it's a 2 days.
So Trump took an unproven drug for no reason and decided arbitrarily that the regimen finishes in a day or two.
Now, tragically, the United States, which has only 4% of the world's population, has the most diagnosed cases of coronavirus in the world and the highest number of fatalities. But Donald Trump sees the sunny side of his abject failure.
When we have a lot of cases, I don't look at that as a bad thing. I look at that as, in a certain respect, as being a good thing, because it means our testing is much better. I view it as a badge of honor. Really, it's a badge of honor.
And I believe that badge is called the Purple Heartless. Trump's rush to reopen has created growing tension between the Centers for Disease Control and the White House. You know, a pandemic's not the best time to be feuding with that particular agency. You never saw FDR pick a fight with the Center for Defeating Nazis. CDC officials are saying things like, we've been muzzled. Well, CDC, Trump does only know one way to treat people he doesn't respect.
Like a dog.
Now, what they've been arguing about is how safe it is for states to reopen. The CDC evidently wrote up guidelines, but the Trump administration would not release them because they were overly specific. And based on the original guidance, no one who is reopening meets the criteria for reopening. So instead, this week, the CDC released watered-down criteria. Because if you can't meet the safety guidelines, just change them. Same way a sign that says, danger, electricity, do not enter, is a buzzkill. So you change it to, danger, electricity, but maybe you'll get superpowers. Get in here, you wuss. Here's some examples of how they softened requirements for opening. Ensure social distancing became promote social distancing. And the phrase, if possible, was added in several sentences. And, of course, the title of the report is now CDC Guidelines for You to Follow or Not, Whatevs. But it's not just the CDC. It's hard to find a medical expert anywhere who agrees with Trump's plan to open the economy without meeting the CDC criteria, which is why GOP operatives are now recruiting extremely pro-Trump doctors to go on television to prescribe reviving the U.S. economy as quickly as possible without waiting to meet safety benchmarks.
Pro-Trump doctors assemble! Dr. Doom, Dr. Lecter, Dr. Moreau, Dr. Frankenstein, Dr. Pepper, and Dr. I Am Kooky. Hello!
The president's put bad doctors on TV plan was confirmed by his campaign's communications director, who explained that anyone who joins the team has to say things that are exactly simpatico with what the president believes. That is one hell of a job interview. Okay, your resume looks absolutely great. Just one last question. Bleach, the chairman of the American Conservative Union put it bluntly on a call last week, saying the president's going to get tagged by the fake news media as being irresponsible and not listening to doctors. And so we have to gird his loins with a lot of other people. Then be sure to wash your girding hand because we know where those loins have been. Now, safe or not, some states have already reopened. And yesterday, Trump claimed that things are looking good for two of them in particular.
It's happening. Interestingly, when numbers are actually going down, you look at Florida, the state of Florida, did a great job. You look at Georgia, you look at others, they're open, and some are doing extremely well, far beyond what people thought.
And not just what people thought either. There's also that talking dolphin in the back of the room. He's always taunting me. He says I can only see him because of the hydroxychloroquine, but that's just him trying to control my thoughts. Sorry, Flipper.
Happy Memorial Day from your president, okay? The day, the holiday we celebrate. Sort of great memories, okay? And I think we've got a lot of them. We've done such a great job with the Invisible Enemy, trademark T-shirts approved. And the COVID, we've done such great things, so hopefully you have great memories of that. I have a lot of great memories because I have, as you know, one of the great, maybe, memories of all time, okay? One of the great memories, okay? Like, nobody really remembers the things the way that I do. So in a way, it's kind of like, it's like my day, okay? So while we're honoring those with great memories, any sort of gratitude, it's called gratitude, I would appreciate. It'd be nice if you could say thank you because this is kind of my day. We have to go lay a wreath somewhere. And I was saying to Mike, it's not, you know, Christmas isn't for another like 3 months, right, Christians? But we're doing a wreath. We're doing a wreath. Remember Aretha Franklin? She worked for me. Do you see the memories? That's why Memorial Day is kind of my day, because I say Aretha, and then I remember that Aretha Franklin worked for me at a casino, and she still does. I think she still does. She's doing great work. So great memories for us, for all Americans, and we should honor those with great memories. And now I know you won't honor me because, you know, you don't remember anything. That's why you write fake news. But I have one of the great memories, which is why I'm saying right now, Charlotte, okay? And believe me, Mike, you want to go to Queen City, don't you? You love Queen City. He loves it. If they don't guarantee me a full stadium full of MAGA people touching and coughing and drooling on each other, because they drool, believe me, these people drool, then I'm going to pull out, and that's something I rarely do. Usually I just write like an $800 check to the person if I don't pull out, but this time I'll pull out if they don't give me a proper convention, okay? Charlotte, do it, and we'll see what happens. Happy Memory Day.
Gaslighter, denier, doing anything to get your ass farther. Gaslighter, big timer, repeating all of the mistakes of your father.
We moved to California and we followed your dreams. I believed in the promises you made to me. Swore that night till death do us part, but you lied.
The president was in Michigan today touring a Ford Motor plant that's making ventilators now. You're supposed to wear a mask in Michigan by order of the governor. The attorney general of Michigan said the president had a legal, social, and moral responsibility to wear one when he visited the plant. So, of course, he didn't. Everyone who worked at the plant did. The president did not. Although he again made the ridiculous claim that he technically kind of maybe did wear a mask.
I had one on before. I wore one in this back area. I had goggles. Goggles and a mask right there. But no, where I had it in the back area, I did put a mask on. So I put it on, and it was very nice. It looked very nice. But I didn't want to give the press the pleasure of seeing it. I actually, honestly, I think I looked better in the mask. I really did. As they say, I did have it on. Here's my mask right here. And I liked it very much.
Why would you not be wearing it for nothing?
Because in this area,
why would you not be wearing it here, sir?
Why is he handing it to the audio guy? Here, take this. Has my germs all over him. Take it. Why is he giving it out? The truth is, you know, he did wear a mask for a minute. TMZ got a rare shot of Donald Trump in a mask. But what is the point of this? Either you wear a mask or you don't wear a mask.
I mean, if he's not wearing a mask, I'm not going to wear a mask. If he's not worried, I'm not worried.
The president.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to continue to wear the mask.
If someone is wearing a mask, they're not doing it to represent what political party they're in or what candidates they support. They might be doing it because they've got a five-year-old child who's been going through cancer treatments. They might have vulnerable adults in their life who are currently up COVID and they're fighting.
This is not about politics. This is not about whether you're liberal or conservative, left or right, Republican, Democrat. We wear the mask, and it's been very clear what the studies have shown. You wear the mask not to protect yourself so much as to protect others.
Experiments by a team in Hong Kong found that the coronavirus transmission rate via respiratory droplets or airborne particles dropped by as much as 75% when surgical masks were used.
Your second question was? I couldn't hear you.
Can
you take it off because I cannot hear you?
I'll just speak louder, sir.
Oh, okay, because you want to be politically correct. Go ahead.
No, sir, I just want to wear the mask.
Go ahead.
The president is supposed to lead by example. And I watched the president yesterday wearing no mask, you know, and some making fun of the fact I wore a mask. The truth of the matter is that I think you're supposed to lead by example. He's a fool, an absolute fool to talk that way. I mean, every leading doc in the world is saying we should wear a mask when you're in a crowd.
So do you think wearing a mask projects strength or weakness?
Leadership. But it presents and projects as leadership. Presidents are supposed to lead, not engage in folly and be falsely masculine.
It's ironic that a man who is refusing to put on a mask wears a mask in so many other parts of his public and private life. He masks his dim-wittedness. He masks his inability to form tight relationships. He masks his finances. He masks his devotion to the American public. He masks his inability to really lead effectively. And when the moment comes to actually put on a mask for practical purposes and to prove that he's a leader, he refuses to wear it.
Some are steel, some are silk, and some are leather. They're the faces of a stranger, but we love to try them on.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.